A food crisis looms as war rages in Sudan. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Aid workers expect food prices to rise 25% over the next 3 to 6 months. If farmers can't access their fields to plant key crops between May and July, costs will skyrocket even more. Fadi Sharaya with MENA Leadership Center says,
we're going to see people dying either of starvation or lack of medicine in addition to the war that's happening.
The Sudanese army and paramilitary forces remain locked in a fierce battle that shows no signs of stopping. Nearly a million people have been uprooted since mid-April. MENA Leadership Center trains local gospel workers so they can respond effectively to situations like these. Pray fighting will end and peace will return to Sudan.
You can also partner with the MENA Leadership Center by giving scholarships to some of the participants and supporting all the courses that we're doing for the people in Sudan.
And culture affects nearly everything we do, how we speak, where we shop, what we do in a crisis, how to care for a sick person. The list goes on and on. Wycliffe USA's Sunny Hong says, clashes happen when your actions don't meet another person's cultural expectations. Wise cross-cultural communication is important because culture affects how we share the good news of Jesus and how other people receive that truth.
Different expectations make it difficult when you try to share the gospel with people who are coming from different culture. They don't take it as the good news.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
You need to understand their culture. If you try to do the way they expected you to do, then it communicates to them that they are cared for.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.